Okay, there we go. Now it's recording.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Alexis.
Oh, are we introducing ourselves yet? We haven't done it.
I don't know what to do. I've never done this before.
First we have to have this fun little interesting bit.
Is this our interesting bit?
This is our interesting bit before I do the music and then we do the actual introduction.
Is this our interesting bit?
Yes. Going back and forth like
yes.
this? Absolutely.
You telling me how it works.
That is how it works.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. I'm trusting you.
Oh, good. That's not a good idea.
No, I mean, that's literally it. Just fuck them up, and then you're going to play the music.
Fuck them up. Yeah. This is episode 2 of Jaunty Jabbers, my wonderful podcast that we are making happen. Again, your host is me, Megan Jeffis. Today I have a new guest with me, and her name is...
Alexis.
Amazing.
I know. My mother named me.
Are you going to say anything about yourself, Alexis, or nah?
No.
No?
I'm a mystery person.
A mystery person.
Those who do not already know me.
No, I'm going to introduce you then. Fine. I'll do it. Well, I met Alexis in our interpretation of science class.
But I knew Megan before that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I stalked her.
No! So we officially met in the interpretation of science class.
Yes, we did.
Because there was only 12 kids in there.
Yeah, and then we got placed together because nobody wanted the museum.
Nobody
except
wanted the museum,
for me.
Except for
that
us.
That was my second choice. That was my first choice. And nobody wanted to hang out with me, that's why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we picked it because we liked talking to each other already. We'd done Musk by that time, right? Is it Elon Musk? No.
We did not do Elon Musk. Tesla?
No, sorry.
No, Enos Mills?
Enos Mills. Yes. Okay, there we go. I keep mixing them up with Elon Musk.
How?
I don't know. It's the same name.
Oh,
it's
you're right.
Very
no,
similar.
They did the exact same thing.
They did the same thing, obviously. Okay, the point is, that is how I met Alexis, and that is why I brought Alexis on the show, is because she's very funny. And we are hopefully going to do some silliness today with... We are going to read some very informative WikiHows.
Very informative.
They are only to inform.
I have used these in my daily lives.
Oh, in your daily
yes.
life? Yeah, okay. That sounds about right. Great. Now that... So what's our first one, Alexis?
Our first one is how to safely swim with piranhas.
Did you use this in your daily life?
I do, because, you know, I have to swim with the piranhas every day because they're found in fresh water.
I was going to say, it's your morning workout.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. And they're in South America, and that's where we currently are.
That is currently where we are. No, remember that Drake and Josh episode where Drake, did you ever watch that?
I did watch it.
Remember when Drake pronounces it South America?
No, I don't remember.
Oh my
that.
God, that's one of the episodes. Get familiar with piranha territory.
Step one.
Step one. Yeah, there we go. Step one. Okay.
This does not have parts. Some wiki.
Oh, okay.
Cows have parts. Apparently,
yeah.
I found that out.
All right.
So, step one, as you said.
Yes.
Get familiar with piranha territory, as I just said. Piranhas are freshwater fish.
Yes, they are.
And live only in South America.
Oh,
which
no,
is
no.
where we
occasionally
are.
A stray pet piranha turns up in a river elsewhere.
Well, that's why I have pet piranhas, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You do not.
I do not.
Okay, you're lying.
But they're only this
very
big,
small.
Which is 3 inches, 2 inches.
Like a golf ball?
Yeah.
No. A golf ball's this
no,
big?
They're not that big.
They're smaller?
Like an eraser head. Like, you know, the ones you used to buy and put on the tip of your
they're
pencil?
They're that small?
Some of them are that small.
Wow.
I've seen videos.
I've seen videos.
I
okay.
followed a YouTube fish channel for a good while there.
A YouTube fish channel?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was.
I hate that. Okay. All right, what's step two?
Step two.
Avoid swimming with piranhas in the dry season.
Oh.
Oh.
Do they not like the dry
no,
season?
They don't like being dry, as any of us do. As any fish does.
Let's see. piranhas are usually mild-mannered and skittish. Why do we see them as these terrible creatures?
Because we're only observing them in the dry season.
That's true. They rarely, if ever, attack a much larger animal unless they are starving.
Same.
Please make sure you feed your piranhas.
This is a PSA. Please feed your piranhas. Okay, food supplies are at their lowest during the dry season, which lasts from April to September. That's like summer.
That is summer.
Wait.
That's when people want to go
swimming, though. That's probably why they even have this article.
That seems problematic.
It does.
Oh, well. It's a good thing we're not in South America.
Oh, well.
I mean, we are, though.
Be wary. Yeah. Product of movements of a river. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next step. Ooh. Step three. Wait until the night to enter the water.
Why would I do that?
Because they're afraid of the dark.
But I'm afraid of the dark.
No, you have to outsmart them.
Scare them.
As the superior race being humans, we are not allowed to be afraid of anything.
Oh my god. I'm a little afraid of piranhas.
No, you're not.
Piranhas hunt in the day and sleep at night. So that's... okay.
Let's see.
All right.
If awakened from their slumber while it's dark, piranhas will generally flee. But it's safe is not to disturb them.
Yeah, but look at the next bullet point. Remember that other predators, such as caimans, are more active at night. Okay, do you want to deal with a fish or a caiman?
Caimans aren't that big, though.
They're not that big, but okay. So for those of you that don't know what a caiman is, we actually have a caiman at the... at BioTrek, which is where we have our interpretation of science class, where we do tours for kids, and the caiman is almost like a tiny alligator or something like that. Like it's in the same family. It's in the same family. So like,
don't quote us though.
No, don't quote us. No, we don't know this. It wasn't our station.
Don't quote me on anything. Actually,
no, I know. Yeah,
everything I say, take with a grain of salt.
Take with a grain of like tiny salt, like table salt, not even rock salt.
No, but, not even the full salt. Just like the sodium portion of it.
Just the NA. As in, no. None.
Nah.
Nada. Yeah, nah, exactly. Oh my god. Okay, but like a caiman, like they're small, but so are piranhas. And I think I'd rather deal... I'd rather deal with a fish with teeth than I would this thing with like a jaw, so...
But I feel like... well, like alligators aren't very agile, so you could get away from it quicker than a piranha.
You're right, but I feel like piranhas aren't very agile.
But aren't piranhas like school of fish kind of thing, like they hang out together.
There's like a lot of them. Shit. Okay, never mind. You're right.
Pick your poison.
Oh okay. God. Step four is a little scary.
Step four: stay out of the water if you have an open bleeding cut.
I did not think that picture was what that meant. For
it's just a drop of
it's
blood.
Like, it's like a big drop of blood, and they're like, no. And I thought it meant like the piranha already got you. Like, what to do if the piranha
don't
gets
bleed
you?
If don't bleed. Don't bleed.
If the piranha catches you, just don't bleed. You gotta stay safe.
Piranha sense blood in the water and are more likely to attack a larger animal if they think it's wounded.
I mean, like, yeah.
That makes sense. So they're sharks.
You should avoid.
We've concluded.
You should avoid carrying raw meat into the water.
But where am I gonna take my sandwich?
Where am I gonna rinse off my beef? My
exactly.
Chicken? Oh my god, that's funny.
Okay,
the next one isn't nearly as funny. Stay clear of waters below, like, docks where fish are gutted or garbage dumps. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Avoid making a fuss, ooh. Alexis. Take note.
Okay, hold on.
Step five. Yep.
Let me get my pen and pencil.
Let you get your pen and pencil.
Let's see.
That desperate piranhas.
Minimize your movement and swim or walk with smooth, fluid motions.
Avoid talking and don't use flashlights or lanterns when night crossing. So go in the dark. So first you have to go out the night. You have to be in the middle of the night.
Yes. Don't go during the day.
Don't go during the day, but don't bring a light with you.
But also we have to like go back to step one and think about that the time of year that you're supposed to do it is between
it's like
October.
Yeah. When it gets late.
March.
When it gets
so
late
go
really early.
Really night really at very dark times.
Uh-huh.
When it's the coldest time of the year.
Yes. Go at night. In the dark. No lights. Don't talk.
Don't bleed out.
Don't bleed. Don't bring food. Don't do anything. Don't make a fuss.
Oh, there's still more steps.
Create a...
oh, if we get caught.
Oh, God.
Create a diversion. So our meat comes in handy then, because you can throw that. Because it's a picture of meat. Oh my god,
that's right. Okay, but they told us not to bring meat. So which is it? Okay, well, so
like, this whole thing is counterintuitive. But no. I do this daily.
Okay, right.
Oh, hold on, there's questions.
Oh god, there's questions. No. We're on create a diversion.
Okay.
As a last ditch effort, try to create a diversion by releasing an animal carcass. Oh, I've got plenty of those on me. Or substantial quantity of raw meat downstream.
Oh my god. Well, you know, you could store your raw meat in your fanny pack.
Oh, no, wait, whoa, this is really scary. Should such action become necessary, keep in mind that piranhas can strip animals to the bone in a matter of minutes or even seconds. You know, so you'll want to cross very quickly before they notice you. That is really scary.
It is, especially because, like, as humans, like, we're very fleshy, you know?
Like I know what you mean. We have no, like, scales.
Our defense mechanism is our brains.
Which is just and not it, helpful no, in this it's sense. Not.
Like, if I were to come across any other animal, I would die.
Yeah, that's essentially it. It's essentially our brain keeps us from running into other animals, and if we do run into them, well...
Fuck it.
We're that's dying. That's it. Yeah.
No, we fuck them up.
Oh!
Wrong. With our brain.
We fuck them up. We get them. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I don't know. There's so many questions.
There are. I don't know. Is there more than one type of piranha?
Yes, there are around 60 species. Do I trust this person? Do I trust this community answer?
True. Can they smell dried blood? That's actually kind of a good question.
Yeah, it is. But they're saying no, but dried blood will become damp in the water and potentially attract the attention. True. I guess so, yeah. Will piranhas attack and eat an anaconda? Generally not. Because they don't really like meat. They don't like the anaconda meat. That's
interesting. Fun. Should we move on to our next one?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. The second one, again, Alexis used daily, is how to dance at a rave.
Yes, I go to raves on the daily. Like, obviously. Right after this,
this, you got a rave lined up.
All right, let's see.
Part one. Part one.
Oh, see, some of them have parts?
Yeah.
Learning how to dance.
Great.
Okay. Step one.
Watch or read tutorials online to learn different dance moves. Great.
Okay.
I guess we have to know how to dance before we can go dancing.
You can find different hip-hop dance groups that perform and teach different routines and dance moves online. Fist bumping,
head banging, and the shuffle are all popular dances at raves.
Ooh.
Oh, get it, girl.
Step two. Practice dancing at home in front of a mirror before you go out. Yes, this is essential because you do not want to look like an idiot.
You don't want to look like a fool?
Exactly.
You don't want to be Bobo the Clown at the rave?
Oh my god.
You know, it's not mad at this. That's a good point. You can also practice dancing with your friends, even if you're not at a rave. Just turn on some electronic music and start dancing.
You know, that's not a bad step.
Oh. Take a dance. Okay, I was like, I thought we were still with our friends, and I was like, do identical dance moves. The more of you that do it, the cooler you look.
Exactly. Let's see. Take a dancing class if you don't feel comfortable. That seems counterintuitive. If I'm already uncomfortable, do I really want to go dance in front of other people?
See, the thing is, though, is I feel like the people, like, if you take, like, a beginner's dance class, like...
Everybody sucks. But then there's that one asshole.
Well, then who just has to
come in and be like, look
at me. I'm the next amazing dancer. I don't have a name for an amazing dancer, but yeah, I know what you mean. But I feel like
Beyonce.
Is Beyonce a good
dancer? Is she a good dancer? I assume. I mean, people love her.
No, who's a good dancer? The girl from Glee.
I don't watch Glee.
You don't watch Glee? No. All right. There's a girl on Glee.
But aren't they all good dancers? Like, they had to be.
They're decent dancers, but there's a couple characters on there that the actors or actresses are, like, dancers. Like, that's, like, their profession. A lot of them are singers, but, like, these two are, like, dancers. And you can tell they're really good. But all right, moving on.
Okay. Let's see. Part two.
Moving your body with the music. Oh, this is where I go wrong. I can dance.
Step one.
Feel the music and dance with the beat. Well, God, it's just easy as that, then damn.
If you don't feel the music while you dance, you'll probably dance off tempo.
Damn, they didn't have to come after me like that.
They did, though. They did. They had to tell you. We're already on part two. You need to be up here already.
Okay, right. I'm listening. We're going.
Step two.
Move your entire body when you dance.
Yeah, not just your finger. This isn't the 20s anymore. Actually, what? We're going back into the 20s.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh, that's exciting.
But the old 20s then.
The old 20s.
Let's see. Step 3. Stay in your own space unless someone wants to dance with you. You know, that's good
nice.
Advice.
That is good advice. Good yeah, advice. No, that's good. Especially at a rave. I feel like because it's so busy.
It is very busy.
Yeah. I say as I've never been to a rave.
I actually have been to one.
Okay, there you go. So you're knowledgeable.
Slightly.
You said you do these on the daily.
Oh, I go to. I have a rave I need to go to tonight. You're right.
Right. See. All right. Part 3. Learning dance moves. Oh, this is where it gets.
Ooh,
tough.
Look at
Ooh,
her.
Ooh, that's a good drawing. She's like whipping look at her that hair. Hair. Yeah. Hair flip. I can't do that. Because I don't have enough hair.
True. Step 1. Rock your head up and down to perform a headbang.
Oh, we're getting taught how to do a headbang. Do it, Alexis. Oh, yeah. That was good.
She said, the more unconvincingly.
I know. The more you get into the music, the harder you could headbang. Oh, Ooh. Give yourself a headache. I've done that.
That seems... I've seen people do this.
Yeah.
It seems dangerous.
Right?
Because, like it, when they're doing it, like, really hard and fast... Sorry, yeah, uh-huh. I'm a 12-year-old boy.
No, I know.
Like, they're, like, out of control. They look like they're going to hit someone.
Oh, I know.
Or, like, maybe even,
that's
like,
why,
somehow,
that's why
like,
remember,
hit
a no, remember in part 2? Give yourself some space.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Especially if you're headbanging.
Let's see. Step 2 of part 3.
Ooh, we're getting to learn how to do a fist
Put
pump.
Put your hand up.
Wait. Step 2. Pump your hand up and down to do a fist pump. Simply pump your fist in the air with the beat to do a fist pump. This move is especially good if you have limited dancing experience.
This is yours.
Yay, I found something. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Good. Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
it's like a workout. Oh.
Okay, let's see.
Step three.
The more advanced step.
Oh, yeah, we're getting
Run
we're
in wild. Place for the running man.
Run in place. It just doesn't seem like a dance. I feel like they're doing like almost like the shuffle now.
Oh, it says
oh, the
running
basis.
Man is the basis.
For different shuffle moves. Yeah, yes. Okay. Because I was thinking if I was running in place, but I was trying to dance run in place, I would look like the shuffle guy, like the every day I'm shuffling.
Oh,
and
my
they're all
God.
Din, or whatever.
Look at this part. It says, try to do it with the beat of the music so you don't, so it doesn't look awkward.
Oh my God.
WikiHow's
coming for our wigs, bro. Like, wow.
Ooh, look at this
Ooh,
one.
That's
look
a
at that's like
picture.
A hairstyle.
Oh, it's like, it looks like me.
Okay, step 4. Perform different dance moves to mix it up.
Oh, yeah, you can't just fist pump the whole time.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I need to see how many parts there is.
Oh, there's
okay.
only 4. Okay.
We're on part 4.
All right, part 4. Building up the confidence to dance. And so step 1 is...
Have fun and relax.
You know what? Yeah. Well, don't shrug.
Well, I meant, like, shrug as in, like, obviously.
Well, yeah, like, obviously. But if I'm coming here to read an article about how to dance at a rave, obviously I'm a little stressed out about
That's
it.
That's true.
They tell me, true. Don't be,
but
don't
look
be afraid to be silly or over the top.
Yes. Realize that other people are there to have fun and probably aren't even paying attention to you if you're new at dancing.
Damn.
Which is true. A lot of people don't realize you're there.
Oh, God, yeah. I feel like there's too many people to notice.
Yeah.
Trust your intuition and don't overthink it. And the picture looks like a guy trying to break dance or something. And it's like, don't break dance. Don't
Please
do it.
Don't do it.
Please don't break dance at the rave.
Oh my God. Let's see.
Step 3.
Bring friends to reduce your stress.
Oh, I like his panda t-shirt.
I do too. What if you don't have friends?
Make friends at the rave with your bomb new dance skills.
What if nobody wants to be my friend?
Oh, moving on. Step 4. Oh, make
Ooh.
Eye contact and ask if you want to dance with someone.
Don't touch or start dancing with random strangers.
But
you're
That's
supposed
to
good make, advice.
Yes, it is. But instead, make eye contact, gauge their response, and ask them if they would like to dance. It's like at the rave, you can't hear anybody. Would you like to dance?
You're like throwing hand signals up.
Doing like ASL. Like American Sign Language. Do you want to dance with me?
Oh my God. Ready for the next one? Ooh.
How to high five.
The next one, yes.
Amazing. All right.
Method 1. Ooh,
oh,
there's different methods.
Ooh, there's different methods. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Performing
Get your hands
a basic
all warmed up.
High five.
Step one, grab a partner. Okay, good. There's two of us here. Are you going to grab me? Ew, your hand's cold.
I'm sorry. I know I always have cold hands.
Oh, it's like not even cold. It's like clammy.
Would you call me?
You heard me.
Say psych.
Oh. No.
Say psych.
Please.
Okay. Say psych.
Psych.
Thank you.
Okay. You can't do a high five by yourself. This is instead called clapping. I hate that so much.
But what about self fives?
Self five. Oh, you bring them both together.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Barney self fives. He does it over his head.
Okay. I feel like if you just hold your hand up like a regular high five and...
No, you look like an idiot.
Oh, yeah, because you look cool and you go all the way above your head.
Exactly, above your head looks better than putting your hand next to your chest, basically. And then bringing your other hand over a whole 180 to clap it.
A whole 180.
You look ridiculous.
I look... Okay, well, good, because people can't see me. Move on to step two.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
We're still in method one.
Make sure you have a good posture.
Yes.
Put maximum power into your high five.
Bad posture... won't just make your high fives weaker.
It'll also make you look worse.
Oh my god.
I hate that. I have the worst posture. I have really bad posture, so
as I'm slouching.
I know, we're like slouching in our chairs here in the library. We're like, ugh.
Oh my god. I have okay posture when I feel like it.
I think you have good posture.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Smile.
What? I don't like her smile.
She's working on
it. She's like, she has like a 2-inch gap between her teeth.
And she's like,
doesn't even look like a, it looks like, flat.
It looks like a flat. She's, that was a good reenactment of it. Just,
oh my god.
Let's all right, but we're smiling.
Oh,
wind up. I don't want to wind up. Wind up sounds like it. Really good. Oh my god, your hand should rest in this cocked position with its palm open roughly behind your ear. Behind your ear? Oh god, no wonder you need good posture. I'm like sore.
You may twist slightly at the waist and or lean
back
slightly to
added power. Okay, I feel like...
Oh my god.
Oh my god. No, you need to like stretch. Oh, I thought she had two hands. You need to stretch before we do this.
You need to stretch for that.
This is like a workout in itself.
Swing forward.
Great. When you're a few feet from your partner, let loose with all your might.
Oh my god.
Snap your hand forward at maximum velocity.
Swinging your shoulder, leaning forward, and twisting slightly.
Oh my god.
If you hear
a loud crack before your hand makes contact with your partner's, don't worry. This is where it gets funny. This is your hand breaking the sound barrier. I don't think I can go that fast.
Oh my god. If you're having trouble hitting your partner's hand, try focusing on his or her elbow as you swing. Seriously, try it. It works wonders.
Oh! Make contact. With luck. Your palm should meet your partner.
Only luck, though.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Go back up. You'll know you've given a great high five if everyone around you immediately turns to stare with an annoyed expression on their face.
Ignore these people.
They are known as haters.
Oh my god. Thank you, Wiki.
Oh my god, thank you, Wiki.
Oh my god.
Quotation marks around haters is what makes it. Oh my god.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Celebrate with your partner.
Celebrate with your partner by giving a hearty shout.
Congratulations. To increase the emotional resonance of your high five, shout the words yeah, yay, or woo with your partner. Hell yeah!
That's one of our other good choices. What are the other ones?
I'm sorry for anyone who wants to hear me scream at that.
Oh my god.
Radical. Hip.
Right on. Woohoo! Cool.
What about just alright?
Alright,
we did.
Good.
Should we move on to method two or should we move on to another?
What are you feeling? We're almost at 30 minutes.
I know. But what other one would... I think we should do this.
Yeah? Alright.
Last one.
So we've got our big one for the last one. Okay. So for our last WikiHow, And the are we best. Ready for the best? We saved the best for last.
Yes, because I think this is important. And as I stated in the beginning, I do this in my daily life.
In your daily life, yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Are you ready? Do you want to announce it? Do you want to say it?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
How to announce pregnancy to a one-night stand.
Yes. And remember, Alexis does this on the daily.
I do. I do this on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
And all as right. I just stated, so that people are not confused, I do have a boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So I announced him on a daily.
On a daily basis.
After we have our one night stand, because actually we're not official, but like we've been like, you know, we're in the dating. We've been in the dating stage for a while.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Part one.
Working out your feelings. That's valid.
Is it though?
Yes.
Oh. Step one. Confirm your pregnancy. Your pregnancy.
Make sure.
Before you feel the need to discuss it with anybody, you should confirm that you are pregnant.
That's a good point. Like, that's a valid reason.
No, it's not.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
There's no need to have this conversation until you know for sure.
That's,
you know, that's true.
Yeah. You gotta figure that out.
Let's see. For best results, wait until you have missed your period and then take an over-the-counter test.
That's like a whole month. It's
that
a
is.
Month. I thought that was a dog.
Okay, step two.
Reflect on how you feel.
Becoming pregnant after a one-night stand might come as a shock. But then, you know, it might not if people are not being safe and they're being dumb. Is it really a shock? No judgment, though.
No judgment, though.
That sounded really judgy. I take that back.
You take it back?
I take it back.
All right.
But this is valid to reflect on how you feel.
Yeah, shit. It's probably like a fucking... It's like a train hitting you, dude, probably.
I assume it hurts that bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Now we have a happy family picture. And then it says, step three, consider your options. Well...
You know, they didn't discuss the part of whether or not you have this person's phone number or not.
That's true. We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're in part one, working out your feelings.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So consider your options. You have at least one decision to make. Oh, just one.
Just one. Not many. Just one.
Some of your options include having an abortion. Seeking an abortion.
Oh, no, shit. Seeking an abortion.
No. I was going to say, like, why do they have this listed twice?
Why do they have it twice? No. Seeking an adoption. Keeping the baby and including the father. Or keeping the baby and not including the father. Get that guy out of there.
Part two. Communicating effectively. Plan what you want to say. This is valid.
That's probably good.
Because you can't just be like, I'm pregnant.
Hello.
Do you remember me?
I hate that. Do you remember me?
Hey, you remember me from the club when we were both like really drunk?
And it's like, no.
Oh, well, BTW.
BTW.
I'm pregnant.
By the way.
But look at here. It says, practice speaking the words out loud. Some things you might want to say include, I missed my period and I am pregnant.
That's, yeah, straight to the point.
I have already taken a pregnancy test, and I'm sure.
That's another good point.
I already know what I want to do, or I'm not sure what I want to do, or I think I know what I should do, but I wanted your input.
That's good. I am positive that you're the father. That's a good one. Or I'm pretty sure that you're the father. I like the first one a little more.
No, you have it's to a little certain. Directly say...
Okay. I mean, as long as you do know. Oh, God. Yeah, how do you even find... You can't find that out without getting, like, a paternity test.
What was that show back in the day? Jerry Springer Show?
You're
not the father. We're going to Jerry. Like,
all right, we're calling Jerry. And
Jerry.
Is it even Jerry Springer?
Jerry.
Is that what it is?
Isn't it? Well, there was another one.
Oh.
I don't remember
I think
the name,
the father... Maury? Maury. I think it's Maury. I don't know either. No. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you're right. No, yeah, it wasn't Jerry Springer. Because Jerry Springer, everyone just fought.
Like punched?
Yeah, like on the stage, they're all just like, you.
I don't remember that. I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't see anything.
What shows did you watch as a child?
SpongeBob.
I watched Jerry Springer.
You watched Jerry Springer get beat up by people.
Let's see. Step two. Set up a time to meet. You know, that's true.
You might suggest going for a walk. That's nice. Or for a coffee, so he can spill it on himself.
Let's see.
Be aware that he might think you are calling him up to follow up on the night you spent together. The reception you receive may be cold if that's not what he wants.
If he refuses to meet up in person, you may need to tell him over the phone.
Damn. Uh-oh. Welcome. Speak clearly. Step 3, speak clearly.
Let's see. You can come right out and say, I'm pregnant. I thought you should know.
You know, that's good. Because otherwise you could just stumble around the bush.
That's true.
That's stressful. That's gnarly. Oh my god. No, it's that guy. It's that guy from the meme.
Oh, it is
him. It's that guy from the meme. Oh my god. Okay, so what step is this? What is the step even called?
Step 4.
Be ready for a range of reactions. The reaction is that white guy that has his hands out. Mm-hmm. And he's like pushing away from the screen. Mm. He's like, no thanks.
Exactly.
They like traced over it for this wiki how I love that so much.
It tells you what could happen.
Oh, I don't like
if this. If he is angry, explain that you can talk at a later date or simply walk away.
Yeah, bro, get
he
out of
he might contact you after he has calmed down.
Yeah, you don't gotta deal with that shit.
Let's see. If he is kind and understanding, the you positive may want one. To choose to discuss your options and feelings with him.
I would if he was kind and understanding.
Let's see. You might suggest a follow-up meeting a week or so in the future, acknowledging that you've had more time to think things over than him.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, what you do is your decision. I like that.
I like that. Nice.
Let's see. Part 3.
Deciding what you will do. Oh, God.
And it looks like she's hugging somebody. Oh,
one. Manage your stress. Ooh, God, yeah.
Do some self-care activities.
Oh, hell yeah.
Talk to someone like a friend, trusted family member, or a therapist. Mm-hmm. Get plenty of rest.
Oh, good.
Good advice, good advice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now we have a baby.
I know.
Make a decision.
Step 2. Make a decision. Right.
Then again, we have this. We have the same decisions that we had earlier. Yeah. We have abortion, adoption, continue with the father, or continue without the father. Makes sense.
Come on, WikiLeaks.
Wait, WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. Oh, what are they leaking?
And lastly, consult a doctor.
That is probably a good idea.
You know, yeah, I assume when you're actually giving birth, if this person decides to do so, maybe they should consult a doctor at some point. An option.
Never. It didn't say so on my WikiHow. That's why they put it in the end. They were like, oh, wait.
We should do this again.
We should do this again. Oh my gosh. All right.
This was fun.
That was good. All right. We've learned a lot about how Alexis lives her life. She runs away. She knows how to escape safely from piranhas. She knows how to dance at a rave. She knows how to do basic high fives. She knows. And she knows how to announce pregnancy to a one-night stand.
Yes.
Nice. And that's about all we got for the show today. Again, this was Alexis. 89% of readers found this article helpful.
Wait, we have to see how helpful they all are. Okay. Swimming with piranhas, 75%.
75% found it helpful. Only 40% found the dance at a rave helpful. Ouch.
How to high five, 61%. Okay.
And then how to announce a pregnancy was 89%. That's good.
This was our most helpful one.
I feel like the most helpful one was the most applicable one.
Yeah.
To day-to-day.
I really like the prana one. The prana one was good. And 75% said yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Nice.
So we learned a lot. We learned a lot today with Alexis. So that was Alexis.
Yes, that was me.
You have anything else to say, Alexis?
Not particularly.
Nothing fun?
Quick,
come up with something funny on the spot. Hurry!
I think I just had a seizure.
Oh, I'm
just
no. kidding. Yeah, no, that's about it. That's it for episode 2. What are we going to call episode 2?
Ah.
Oh, that's a good one. We'll have to come up with that.
We will.
All right, we'll come up with that later.
It'll be great.
It'll be so colorful, yeah. So that's it for episode 2. This, again, was my podcast, Jaunty Jabbers. I can't even say my own title.
Starring me, Alexis.
Starring Alexis.
Featuring Megan.
Featuring Megan. And go ahead, whatever you're listening on, if there's a way to rate it, go ahead and give me a nice rating.
2.5 stars.
No.
That's nice.
2.5 out of 5.
Okay. Well, look at the Piranha one only has like almost 4 stars.
It's almost 4. That's true.
No, give Megan 1 star.
No.
Give her half of a star.
Half of a star? I don't even think you can do that.
Give her as little as possible.
As little as possible.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Give her 5 stars.
5-star rating.
We only accept 5 stars.
Yeah, sorry, I don't accept
anything else
lower.
Is unacceptable.
No, it's not.
We have standards here.
And if you're listening on anything where you can subscribe, like iTunes or Spotify, go ahead and subscribe so you can catch later episodes. But that is about it from us.
Yes, it is.
So ta-ta. Say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hello.
No.